This is the BBC's World Have Your Say. The Mars Phoenix lander has touched down, and the debate over whether space exploration is money well spent has taken off. Should we be thinking about whether we can live on the moon or Mars? Or might we be better off spending the money on problems closer to home? You can post now at worldhaveyoursay.com.
BBC News with Ian Purdon. The South African government has been giving fresh figures on the numbers of people killed and displaced by the wave of attacks on foreigners over the past 2 weeks. In an interview with the BBC, the Minister of Safety and Security, Charles Nkakula, said that 56 people are known to have been killed and more than 650 injured. The minister said more than 30,000 people have been displaced or forced out of their homes. Military officials in Sri Lanka say at least 8 people have been killed and more than 70 wounded in an explosion on a train near the capital Colombo. They said a bomb had been left on a luggage rack on the suburban train in the evening rush hour. The Ethiopian Supreme Court has sentenced to death the exiled former head of state Mengistu Haile Mariam, who has lived in Zimbabwe since his overthrow in 1991. The court also issued death sentences to 18 of his senior aides, most of whom are in prison in Ethiopia. International aid agencies appear confident of improved access to Burma's cyclone-hit areas. The World Food Programme says its officials have visited the Irrawaddy Delta, with more staff set to follow. Other organisations say foreign aid workers trapped for weeks on the Thai border are now heading into Burma. An American mathematician who's been awarded one of Israel's most prestigious prizes says he's donating the money he won to a Palestinian university and an Israeli human rights group. The mathematician, David Mumford, said he hoped that Palestinian students would in future have the same educational opportunities as their counterparts in Israel. Japanese security guards have admitted that they lost a large bag of cannabis when a sniffer dog training exercise went a bit wrong. The guards planted 140 grams of the drug in an unknown passenger's bag at Tokyo Airport to see whether their dogs could detect it. But the dogs didn't smell anything, and the guards forgot whose bag they'd put the drug in. BBC News.
You heard the news from the BBC. Now it's your turn. Call us on Country Code 442070 837272. Welcome to World Have Your Say.
Hello, I'm Ros Atkins. Thanks for your company. We're talking about if space exploration is a good investment. Do you want your country to put your taxes into going out of this world?
And I'm Carney from the World Have Your Say team. Gerard in France says the most important thing is to ensure that knowledge and access are enjoyed by the whole of humanity and not just by greedy or the power-mad few. Space belongs to us all and not just to the US military. Dee Callard in Australia writes, some criticise expenditure on space exploration. I'm not one of them. Yes, there is misery on Earth, but so has it always been, and sadly so will it be in the future. Where would we be without Magellan, Columbus and Cook?
Two more. Kevin in the UK says, it's a question of priority. How can it be justified to tax poor people who struggle to house and feed their families, then spend their money on extravagant and fruitless journeys into space? And Abdi in Kenya says, why should rich countries invest lots of dollars on space exploration when AIDS, poverty, diseases and disasters are really causing millions of deaths around the globe?
If you don't want to make an international call, text your point to country code 44778620608 and put call me in your message.
Still with us on today's World Have Your Say, Nick Spall, Fellow of the British Interplanetary Society, Dr. Tracy Dickens, an astrophysicist at the University of Leicester, also an aspiring astronaut. And I'm delighted that Professor Steven Weinberg from the University of Texas has been able to stay with us for a few more minutes. Tracy, you and Steven were having a disagreement just before the news, but, and this picks up on it, I read two text messages there, one from Kevin in the UK, one from Abdi, who lives up right near the border, the Kenyan border with Somalia, both making similar points, saying, how can you take the tax that working people are paying and put it towards something as extravagant, to use their words, as space exploration when lots of people are struggling to get food on their plate?
This is part of a much larger question. How can we justify spending money on basic research, research that's not designed to bring an immediate return in terms of technology or medicine? And I think there are two answers. One answer is that in the long run, it does bring a return, partly because of the knowledge gained, but also because of the technological experience. For example, the famous example is that the World Wide Web arose out of the efforts of high-energy physicists doing experiments in elementary particle physics to share their data in an efficient way. There are many such examples. The other reason for doing basic research is because that's part of what people are here for, is to learn about the universe, and I hope the human race never turns its back on that. But we have a responsibility to do this in a thoughtful way, without spending excessive amounts of money on one thing when there are better uses for the money in other areas of science.
And it's that word excessive, Stephen. Let's pick it up with Tracy. What would you say?